Blog Talk Radio.
Friends and loved ones, this is Bill. Today's focus is forgiveness. If we can accept that we are the sum total of all past thoughts, emotions, words, deeds and actions, and that our present lives and choices are coloured or shaded by this memory bank of the past, then we begin to see how a process of correcting or setting a right can change our lives, our families and our society. No matter what memory or emotion you are needing to release, we are here. Call in, sit back, or just listen. Whatever works for you. But this show is for you. No one else but you. You have not reached us by mistake. We'll take a brief music break so you can make your tea or get your drink, light your candles, and settle in. But when we come back, be prepared for an experience in release. If you are in need, give us a call. Our lines are open. The number is United States 347-215-8421. This is a Skype number if you are international. Welcome to the Broken Earth Radio Show.
Thank you.
everyone. Happy Tuesday, wherever you are in the world, even some places it may be Wednesday. Regardless, just hope you guys have been having a wonderful day. This is Nunu, and today our show is primarily about forgiveness. I think a lot of us have things that we need to be able to forgive people for. One of the things that I have been looking into in my quest for, and I know that this almost sounds impossible, like, you know, quick forgiveness, you know, fast ways to feel better, that sort of thing. No matter what, you have to go through it. You have to go through your process. But one of the things that I have been looking into, and it's something I've actually known about for a while, but I've been looking at it more specifically recently, is it's a Hawaiian forgiveness technique called Ho'oponopono. And it is basically a method that is tried and true for the most part. It's about cleansing. It's a cleaning. It's a constant cleaning process. Cleaning yourself of subconscious things that you don't need. Things that run your life without your participation. And one of the first things when you're learning about this process is being able to say "I love you" to the person who's hurt you, to ask that person for forgiveness, or even the source of all things for forgiveness in your participation in what's happened. And I know that this is something that has got to be hard for a lot of people. And I'm going to go to the extremes with this. If you've ever had something happen to you, small children had people push themselves on them, that sort of thing. For someone to go through the process of asking for forgiveness for that, when you're like, what did I do? You know, even if that means you have to go back to before and before and before, 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 whatever it is that you may have made your contract for this life. But regardless, being able to ask for forgiveness yourself, being able to forgive yourself, saying that you're sorry, and then finally thanking that person for listening. When you can actually release in that technique, you could probably fly, you know? But anyway, so when you're calling in today, if you have any issues of needing to let things go, please, let's talk about that. This show, of course, we do go into regular old readings, predictions and that sort of thing. But if anybody has anything that they're really trying to work through, to work off, to let go, I am here. Bill is also here. He's our resident on-hand man with the plan, healer. And so just remember, it's not just about predicting. It's not just about, you know, is somebody going to love you? Or it's not just about, am I going to be rich? It's also about how can you let go so that you can push forward. We do have some callers in the queue, so we're going to take our first caller from area code 786. Also, if anybody doesn't necessarily want to put their business on air, you can email us. If you want to get in touch with Bill in particular, his email address is BillDoyle@live.com. You can also send us a message through Psychic Nunu on Facebook. Not Psycho Nunu, but Psychic Nunu. And anyhow, area code 786, this is Nunu. How can I help you?
Hi, you're Psycho Nunu. That's so funny. How are you?
I'm doing really, really good, dear. Could I have your name and your birth date?
Tracy, and June 29 is my birthday.
Okay. All right, well, Miss Tracy, how can I help you today, or what is your question? Share your question with me.
Well, my question is, I'm really missing somebody right now, and I wanted to know, do you see it working out, or do you see somebody new coming in my life? I kind of just been thinking, I'm like, I want to fall in love again, and I know it's out there for me, and there is somebody kind of in my life, but it's complicated, and, well, not in my life, in my heart, but he is still in my life, as, you know, he was reaching out and stuff. I just wanted to know what is up with that, or is somebody better coming for me, and all that good stuff.
Okay, all right. I guess, you know, I mean, of course, there's going to be a reason you want to know if there's somebody that's better for you, just, you know, just depending on his circumstances. But because some of that stuff is kind of relative. But what is your friend's name?
William.
William. Okay. All right. Well, let's see what's going on with your William and you. And if you would, just kind of take some nice, good, deep breaths. Remember, let go. Just let go of what you know. Let go of what you think you know. Just surrender. Just throw it all out there and just let our guides come forward and tell your story, okay?
Okay.
All right. Okay, let me see what's happening here. Okay, so we are looking at powerlessness because the Queen of Swords. And is William still in another relationship, or you know, basically married?
He's kind of in another, not really. He's a child with that person. Yeah. So
okay.
He's kind of, yeah.
Okay. But it is a commitment. It's an obligation or a commitment. Okay. All right. So
yeah.
So that's what that is. And it does look like he's going around in circles with this. And anyway, hold on. We've got, and then a false start. Hold on just a moment. Act in ways meaning returns. Someone that you know well. Okay. All right. And when it's all said and done. Okay. All right. This is the deal. You know, everybody's situation is special to them, every single one of us. All of us have very special situations, very, very special scenarios. One of the things I'm kind of concerned about is, even though I do actually see this man caring about you a great deal, I don't think he knows how to balance the relationship that he wants to have with you, or even just with a woman, period, with the relationship that he currently had, or what he has with this other person, even within the boundaries that it's being played, okay, played out, so to speak. Because for some reason, she's still able to become number one. And it's her, not the child. It's her, not the child. And whether it's her, you know, wielding her sword, so to speak, for the child's sake, because, I mean, and I'm just going to lay different things out to you, whether or not if she doesn't do this, he doesn't do what he's supposed to do, you know, regardless of whatever reason she feels that she has to do the things that she does, it makes it difficult for him to rise to a level of accountability or responsibility for another person's feelings. So in your story, he himself actually shows up as a child emotionally, but it's not because he's immature. I don't want you to think I'm insulting him, because I'm not. I actually think that this guy's awesome. But when we're talking about the hierarchy structure of relationships, and also the way that people in tarot, because I'm using tarot cards right now, are described, his feelings are at a child's level, because that means he's having a hard time letting other relationships mature, okay? So if you were to see him, and it actually looks like you could, you seriously could, it looks like he has a hard time showing up all the time or calling all the time or just being responsible for you because there's all these other things that he's trying to do. Now, the thing is, if we just let you do what it is that you'd like to do and enjoy your time with William, and there's nothing wrong with that, okay? If I move you up a year from now, he's still here. But the thing is, your trust in him is starting to fade. And if I move you up another year from that, he's still here. But you basically are feeling as if you've got what you want, but you don't really know if you like what you get. And there's a point here where it actually does look like through the years, you really could end up with this guy, like actually committed to him, and it's all good. But even in your steps beyond, let's call it your marriage, it looks like you still feel like you're going through this circle. And so you've adapted yourself to feel like it's okay to not be number one. And that's something that is, you know, it's kind of frustrating. As a reader, I see that this is a relationship that can be available to you. But as a healer, I see you suffering greatly. And you've given up your power. And not only have you given your power up, it looks like you've actually given your power up to her. And that's because you're trying to make it work.
Yeah. And so do you see some, like, say if I don't choose this, which probably I'm not because I'm not going to play out the scenario, do you see that somebody else is going to come into my life?
Let's see when, okay? And remember, you just relax. You just relax. Yeah, I do actually see you meeting someone else. The thing is,
so
I'm not trying to find mediocrity for you. I'm not trying to see mediocrity.
Yeah.
The thing is, I do see you meeting someone, and it looks like I'm just approximating, okay, like around, let's say, October, just because in the space there's a person that shows up in October. Now, when we move you along a little bit, I do kind of see you meeting another person as well. So bear in mind, I mean, it does look like you're meeting people, but, I'm gonna actually be straight up with you. When it comes to life cycles, you're actually not in a relationship life cycle. Even though you can have something happen during a time that's not supposed to necessarily be about that in your life, you're actually in a financial cycle, to be honest. But you can still meet people. That's not a problem. It's just that your mind is really supposed to be placed in money. Now, I'm going to tell you something else. If we just say, okay, let's not talk about green money, let's talk about spiritual money, this means you're supposed to be focused on the things that are truly, truly important to you so that you don't get devoured by somebody else's life. Do you see what I'm saying? And when I say devoured by somebody else's life, what I'm saying is you meet a guy and he's awesome, but, you know, he's really, really close to his family. He's in medical school. You know, he wants to be a race car driver, and everything you're doing is supporting him, supporting his family. You're not spending time with your own. You know what I mean? Everything becomes about him. So if you can focus on your coins, so to speak, this is actually where you're supposed to be right now. But I'm going to tell you something. The cycle that you're going into after this is actually about the Empress, and that is about your world. That is about you as a wife and a mom and all those things. So this is actually, it starts next summer. But I'm not telling you you're not meeting people. I'm just telling you that your energy really right now is supposed to be put into something else, okay? But remember, your next cycle is about you wanting to be a business owner, you wanting to be a wife, you wanting to be all that stuff, and that's where somebody's actually coming into your world and is flowering your stuff up instead of you just being absorbed like a sponge into his, okay?
Mm-hmm.
But I do see you meeting people. You just need to be cautious of what you do and really try to keep your money on your goals right now, or your mind on your goals right now, okay?
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Cause it does. And it's not like, you know, I meet people all the time. I just don't want to you know, and there's a lot of people that, you know, want to be in a relationship with me, but I'm like, I don't feel the same. I'm like, I want to have that feeling that I had with William. You know what I mean? Like,
right.
I don't want to, but then again, with William, I didn't like him in the beginning anyway. You know, so I guess anything can blossom, I guess, you know, but
right.
maybe I'm just kind of afraid to be hurt again, you know, or be in this same situation, but I believe I won't because I'm not going to do the same thing I did in the previous one, you know?
You know what? I'm going to tell you something. If you're afraid right now that you could do something, then what other better reason to start focusing on your own personal goals? Not only that, but
mm-hmm.
I want you to think about relationships in a different way, okay? I want you to think about, you know, there's some people that meet the person that they're going to be with in junior high school or high school. And they have, you know, they right after school they get married, they have their kids. And we see them from the outside. We see their pictures on Facebook. We see all kinds of stuff. But the thing is,
mm-hmm.
they're having all their experiences off of one person, and you don't know if they're actually experiencing infidelities and pain and all that. You just don't know unless they tell you. Now, some
mm-hmm.
of us, most
mm-hmm.
of us, we actually get our lessons off of different vessels, okay? So if there's
mm-hmm.
something that you've learned, you can leave that stuff in the ditch with that vessel and move forward with whatever it is that you needed, whatever you were supposed to get from
mm-hmm.
that relationship. You know what I mean? So if you focus
yeah.
on the energy source and instead of the vessel, which is so hard to do, I mean, it is so hard to do that. But if you keep reminding yourself, I need to focus on the flame. I need to focus on the light. I need to focus on the heat. I'm drawn to the heat. If you focus on the heat instead of saying, oh, my gosh, I just look at his eyes. He's just so gorgeous. You know, if you focus on the
mm-hmm.
heat that's supposed to be drawing you guys to each other, this is the kind of thing that will probably help you move from something that's gone sour to at least a heat source that actually is being drawn to you for the same reason. So however
mm-hmm.
you need to focus on your release, your letting go. Remember, this guy, William, really does care about you. He really, really does.
Mm-hmm.
He just doesn't know how to be, you know, how to have a relationship with someone and make her number one where she's supposed to be, and then also co-parent with somebody who's very, very overbearing. He doesn't know how to do it. So he ends up,
well,
you know, doing what he does.
Yeah. Speaking of William, this is what I'm really curious about. It's a really silly question, but do you see him, when do you see him calling me or contacting me next? I just have some things I want to, like, get off my chest and tell him. Do you pick
okay.
up on when you feel he'll contact me?
Hold on just a moment. Let's see. Remember,
okay.
you just relax and breathe. Hold on just a moment. Is he going to contact her in the month of August? Let's see. Let me go backwards. The last time you heard from him, was it actually in the month of June?
No, it was the end of July.
It was
like
the end of July?
The 22nd.
Okay. And
mm-hmm.
I want to ask you a question about this. When I go backward, because I wanted to go backward to see what was going on, you know what? I think we're going week by week, not month by month. I think that's what's happened. Did you think he was going to be calling you? Let me get my calendar up. Hold on. The last time you spoke to him or the last time he contacted you, did he tell you that he'd be talking to you soon?
No, it was actually like because we haven't talked for a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
And it was one of those messages where he was, like, testing me out to see, like,
okay.
it was basically, like, a greeting. It was some sort of festival that happened, and he was reaching out in that way, trying to
okay.
get back in my life. And,
okay, because
yeah.
after I see that he contacts you whenever it was, and it was the last week of July, the next week after that
mm-hmm.
it says you don't it's like you're feeling like you don't trust him. Like, there's this feeling of distrust that you're left with. And so But I'm going to ask you one more question just because I want to make sure of something here. When you did hear from him, was it on, hold on, Sunday, Saturday, Friday, Thursday, Wednesday, Tuesday, Monday? It actually looks like it was on a Sunday. Was it on the 22nd or the 29th?
Yeah.
That you heard from him? The 22nd?
The 22nd. Mm-hmm.
And it was a Sunday. It was a Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, because mm-hmm. that's where I have, and it was a voice message?
No, it was an email.
Okay, all right, interesting.
He forwarded me an email, like I guess he tried to text me, but I guess he was texting my old numbers, which mm-hmm. I think he did that on purpose because like, he does have my new number, and I guess he's just kind of scared to call me, so he tried to, I guess he was trying to reach me a few days earlier. But
yeah, it looks like he tried to get in touch with you on, hold on, Sunday, Saturday, Friday. It looks like he had tried to get in touch with you on Wednesday and also on a Tuesday.
Mm-hmm.
Looks like he had tried to get in touch with you twice before that. Or maybe mm-hmm. he made up his mind to get in touch with you at that point, you know? So
maybe.
If that's the case, my dear, and we're looking for week by week instead of day by day, it looks like you should be hearing from him not this week, but the next week. And it looks like it's on a Monday. Okay, so it looks like next Monday. Just in case, put another
week.
Yeah, just next Monday.
Not the 13th or the 20th?
The 13th.
Okay, could be. All right.
Okay.
Yeah, because the next Monday is some sort of, like, special day. Like, and mm-hmm. I thought, like, he messaged me for that. Like, I think that's just his way, you know. But it could be the 13th. You never know.
Okay, but I was actually going to tell you put another week on top of it just in case. Because the first time we're doing timelines together, I always tell people, this is when it looks like it is, but just make sure because it could be the next week.
Yeah, and his, is it going to be another, like, vague message, or is it going to be some sort of way where we can start a conversation? Because when he messaged me, I just basically messaged him back and mimicked what he was saying. Not mimicked, but just it was generally like a Holland Mark message. It wasn't like, oh, so how are what you been up to or anything like that. It was kind of like, oh, okay, thank you, and you know what I mean. So
yeah.
Is he going to try to spark a conversation, or is it going to be one of those vague messages again?
Well, you know, normally. This is what I was actually going to tell you a little while ago. Normally when somebody, in my readings, when I'm using the cards, when I see somebody who's right side up, it usually means you're verbally talking or you could be seeing each other. But the thing is, when you heard from him before, it was written and he was right side mm-hmm. up, okay? So
mm-hmm.
I personally, because of this twist in the situation, and this honestly could be, this might be as big as he can be right now. It's probably another written communication. But in my spreads, normally this is, you know, the way he looks here, it's he's being as forward and as big as he can be. So it's usually talking. But because of what he did last time, right now he's probably only able to really write just because he's trying to feel you out, okay? But the thing is...
Yeah.
It still looks like you may hear from him again, but you know the problem is that you're starting to kind of slip back into the I want to hear from him, I want to hear from him, and you may just need that for validation, just because it makes you feel better. But remember
mm-hmm.
That he's only capable of doing so much. He doesn't know that though.
Yeah.
Okay, this is the thing. He doesn't know that, and so you know it's kind of frustrating seeing you, you know.
No, I'm going to tell him.
Yeah.
That's why I wanted to get off my chest. I'm going to be like, well, you only can do so much, so, like, why are you putting me in this situation? It's, like, so unfair. You know what I mean?
Right.
I'm going to, you know, but I think he's scared of that heart-to-heart conversation. That's why he's been hiding from a long time, because it's like, okay, I'd rather just, you know, not lose her and not talk to her and, you know, we're not broken up. I just vanished. You know what I mean? I don't know
right.
how the guys think, to be honest with you. I don't know. Like, it's almost like he didn't want to hear those words, you know, so the best way is to hide under a rock or something, you know?
Right.
But we'll see. So is this next conversation, is he going to try to have a like, even if it's email, is it going to be like a back and forth where we're actually talking to maybe talking about something, or is it going to be just vague? Because I'm going to basically mimic him. Like, if he's not going to ask me a question, I'm not going to be like, oh, so how are you? I'm not going to do that. It's like he's supposed to, you know, initiate it, I feel, you know.
Well, it does look like you'll be hearing from him again a few days later. And then, so you know what I mean? So I do think that, you know, at least you're going to talk to him twice again. But see, the thing is, one of these days, you, it looks like you may reach out to him, or you may just say something in one of the conversations that kind of has you guys turned off into a different direction. It says you're focusing on other things. And so, you know, it could just be the way that it plays out for a bit. You know what I mean? But
yeah.
So, but what we're going to do is we're not going to focus too far out. We're just going to focus on the first conversation that you have, and just, you know, you just mimic him, like you said, and just see how you feel. But really, if you are trying to figure out how you can for yourself, let this go, because you know that it's something that's not really fostering the best thing for you.
Does he think I'm dating somebody else or anything? Does he think he still has a chance? It's been so long. I mean, I could.
He doesn't know, sweetheart. He doesn't know. He doesn't know what you're doing.
He
literally just does not know what you're doing, and so that's why he's feeling around to see what is up with you, because he still cares.
Yes, exactly.
He really does care. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay.
Yeah,
well,
it's been really so nice meeting you, Tracy. Let us know how you're doing.
You too.
Remember, you can add us on Facebook, Psychic Nunu, and or you can just follow the show. But it's really nice talking to you today. Okay.
Thank you.
All Bye-bye. Right, dear. Bye bye. All right, everybody. The lines are starting to light up. We do have area code 714 that will be next, but I do need to take a little bit of a break. If anyone else wants to call in, remember, our number is 347-215-8421. This is the Broken Earth Radio Show, and we will be back in a moment.
The morning light.
Hello. Can you hear me okay? Hi, welcome back to the Broken Earth Radio Show. Wanted to make sure everybody can hear me all right, because sometimes when we come back, it's not working as well, but it's working okay. Hooray. Okay. This is Nunu, and once again, like I was saying, this is the Broken Earth Radio Show, and we're taking a call from the area code of 714. Hi, this is Nunu. How can I help you?
Hi, Nunu. This is Carlos.
Hello, Carlos. How are you doing?
Hi, how are
here?
You doing?
I'm very, very good. I'm very good myself. And how are you doing today? Or
I'm doing very, very well. Thank you. It's been a really positive day in so many ways. So thank
good.
You.
Good. I'm so happy to hear that. So happy to hear that. Well, Carlos, why don't you share with me what you wanted to talk about, or just talk. Just what's up?
Cool. Well, let's see. I am literally I'm always just asking for some sort of guidance and just insight as to what's coming up. I'm starting I've already started my own business. I'm trying to gain clients. I'm a massage therapist.
Right.
And I'm also starting a radio show on Blog Talk as well. And so
good.
I'm just kind of having, like, anxiety over that. And, yeah, so I just want to see what you pick up on those sections and whatever else comes up, if that's possible.
Okay. I think, you know, when we spoke a couple of weeks ago, I think that we had kind of we were looking at you into the winter. I also believe that we were looking at you into the following winter around then, seeing where it looked like you were going to be, you know, going into some sort of business with someone or a couple of someone. So I think with you knowing that there's something in the future and, you know, projecting far out into the future, let's reel it in and kind of focus on
okay.
you over the next, like, month or so. So it's exciting. It's exciting to hear that you're going to be doing your own show. So you'll be doing a show that about healing and people feeling good. Let's see how things are going to go there, okay? And we also want
Perfect.
To see when it looks like you're going to be picking up some good repeats,
okay.
okay? Okay, hold on just a moment. And remember, dear, just relax, just breathe, just let go. Okay, let's see. So it does look like you should have five decent repeaters. Two of them look like they're either related or because they're showing up together. Now, they are upside down, which means it looks like they will be repeaters, but they may not be like, you know, some people may need one every week or every couple of weeks. It looks like these are people that probably, like, it could be a mom and a daughter or something like that. I'm just using this as an example, okay? That
okay.
whenever they have a little money, they know they call Carlos. You see what I mean? So
yeah.
it's one of those things where it looks like they will be back. And then there's a couple of other people here that look like, you know, they're pretty steady, they're pretty regular for you. So and it's not tons, but you know what? It is something that it looks like, you know, you'll see their faces, and also maybe you can start telling them, you know, if you've got friends or if there's people at work that need something, you know what I mean? They'll bring you some business back. And
yeah.
that is something that looks like it's happening over basically 2 months, because we've only been
okay.
in this for about a week. Now, your show, it looks like you're starting your show. I mean, are you actually starting your show in September?
Yeah, we're starting in September.
Okay, awesome, awesome. And your show looks like it's going to be really, really well. Looks like you'll be ready. It does look like you'll be ready. And let me see what happens here. Oh, this is nice. It says that are there three of you guys together?
It's two for sure, and then okay. We also have another friend who she's co-hosting once in a while.
Okay, awesome. Okay, so it does look like you guys are. There's a lot of happiness here. It says the things you put your time into panning out, and your world card is here, which is pretty good. It's pretty positive because I mean it does look like you're going to be rolling. It looks like you'll be rolling. Now, let's see. Hold on just a moment. Justice. And so it looks like you may get another person on board too. It actually looks like you guys may have oh my goodness, a whole lot of little hosts, you know, like co-hosts, like you are just kind of out there bringing people in and hey, come in and sit and talk. And I mean, you look like a very, very socially popular person. And so it does look like you have tons of people as special guests. You're going to have a good show.
That's what we're doing.
You're going to have a very good show. This is really exciting. So, you know what? There's so many happiness cards around you. And it even looks like you, hold on. It says the Chariot. How well you get along with people, and then you go back into the circle again. So I actually think that you may do it more than once a week.
Okay.
Eventually it looks like you guys may have a show a couple of times a week. But it looks like it's a lot of fun. It looks like you guys are really very, very, very alive. So I'm excited for you. This is going to be good.
Yay, I'm so excited.
Okay.
Not that I wasn't before.
I know, but
this just blends. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It's nice to kind of see. It's nice to kind of see it. So, but remember the month of September looks pretty good, but going into October and November, I mean, it's just woo woo. You know what I mean? It's pretty big.
Yeah.
It's pretty big. So this is going to be good for you. This is very good for you. And if you can get a lot of people that are local to your area to listen. You know, maybe you guys could do some stuff like, you know, raffling off massages or, you know, just something that's just going to, that's really going to make stuff pop for you.
Well, that was beautiful. Thank you so much.
All right. You have a good one, okay?
You too.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right, everybody. Our next caller is at area code 317. Remember, my dears, call in. The number is 347-215-8421. If you are international, it is a free number if you use Skype. And again, that number is 347-215-8421. And I'm now talking to caller 317. How can I help you?
Hi, Nunu. This is Jamie from Indiana. Thank you for taking my call.
Oh, thank you. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm very, very good. Very good. Well,
good.
Share with me what's on your mind today.
Okay. I have decided I'm going to take a traveling job, and I want to see what you see from me.
Awesome. Okay. Let me see what's going on with you, dear.
Okay.
Remember, just relax and breathe. Just let go. Just relax and breathe. And have you done this before?
I have done this type of work. I have never traveled before.
Okay. All right. Financially, it looks like it's a really good move.
It is, yes.
It's a very good financial move.
Yeah.
If you keep doing this, It does look like over the next 2.5 years, 2.5, 3 years, you should have a lot of your debts paid off.
Yay.
And hold on just a moment.
No problem.
Now, I let's see. Let's see, a break. Okay, so that's good. Burdens are heavy. Okay, and then going into, no, that's good. There's so many things. Like, I can see where you've got these positive financial things happening. We've also got some random success cards. The only thing is, like there's a point here maybe in, hold on, this is September, October, November, in December, you've got a break coming in. So, I mean, that could just be honestly Christmas or something. You may have some time off here.
Yeah, let me just tell you how the job goes.
Okay.
It goes for 3, 4, 5 months, and then I stop at that state. I work at that state that long, and then I stop, and then I move on to another state. And if I want to take time off, I can.
Okay. All right.
Yeah,
so
that's dead on.
Yeah. That's not – okay. That's not any pressure. Okay. So
then
let's see. I just – everything looks like it's going to be fine. Honestly, now there is a point here that this is something that is not necessarily about the job, but it does look like in the springtime somebody may need your help, like a friend or a family member is needing some help financially, and it does look like you may be able to have the money for that. But for some reason, it looks like you're really thinking about this. It says you're half in and half out about it because of bittersweet memories. So you may have actually helped this person before and didn't necessarily get it back. You know what I mean? So,
yes.
Or just had to beg it back or something. So don't. So basically, when I read that part of the spread backwards, it says unless you have it to give, and unless you just really have it to give, you know, there you go, right?
Right.
Just to give away. But honestly, the job itself looks really, really good. It also looks like it's a job that's going to give you lots of peace. You know, it also looks like there's a point here where, this is one thing that I have to be careful of. If you've negotiated an amount of money, because it says that you've made an agreement here, there you go. But there's a point here in about 8 months where it looks like you're making more money.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay.
I haven't negotiated anything yet. I don't think we'll even set it in stone maybe until next week.
Okay.
Yeah.
So this looks fine.
Good.
Yeah.
Good.
So is there anything that I'm missing here? Like, is there anything that you wanted, is like anyone you wanted to talk about? You wanted to make sure anybody's okay or anything like that? That's just not coming up.
As far as me leaving.
Yeah.
The only thing I would probably ask is, you know, I have a strained relationship with my family, and I'm kind of fighting with, should I tell them now? Should I wait till I leave to tell them? So I don't know how I should go forward with that, and I don't know if that's something you can see in the cards.
Yeah,
not.
We can see. Remember, our cards are just – our cards are messages from our guides, and so we're just reading the messages from our guides. So, yeah, they'll tell us what you should do. Remember, you just relax.
Okay.
Just relax and breathe.
Thank you.
Okay. All right. Okay, let's see. Based upon what you do.
Okay.
All right, so. Oh, okay. There's several points here where it looks like you have some opportunities to tell them.
Okay.
But, like, it looks like you may not. It looks like you're probably telling them a little bit before you go. Now, the thing is that I'm concerned about, and I'm pretty sure you do, you are too, if you tell them too soon, they're going to try to talk you out of this.
Yeah.
And they really may do it.
Oh, good luck.
or they'll be trying, you know what I mean? But you know, I'm really, really concerned. I'm really concerned about that.
Yeah,
but if you tell them, it says basically, like in the month of August, we're going through this, what should I do? And then in September, it says you're giving them your coin. So when are you supposed to be leaving?
Yes, September.
Okay. So that's when you're giving them your coin, which means that's you're saying, here you go. See you when I see you.
What's happening? See ya.
Yeah. So, and then you go. And it says that, you know, it says things are concrete. And inevitably, there's probably going to be, it says that they're on their guard and they're probably trying to make you terrified of, you know, something. It says just whatever they do, you know, whatever it is that they do. But for the most part, it actually looks like, you know, because I don't want you to feel like they're just trying to hold you back entirely, but it actually looks like they're kind of secretly happy for you. Someone is secretly happy for you. I think that they, since, you know, they're all kind of, it seems like they're all gathered together in a cluster, maybe they don't know how to let go of each other, and so they have a problem with the fact that you can, you know?
Yeah, I am the only person that kind of, I don't get into the drama and all the stuff they do. They kind of go back and forth, and I just stay out of it. I'm like, if you want to bring drama in my life, I love my family, but I'm just not in it for that, you know?
Yeah, sometimes when you have these people that are kind of held captive by each other, I guess that's what you can call family sometimes.
Yeah.
You know, they can tend to just bring so much, you know, just, it's just the energy level is just, you know, it's a lot of high vibrations and just, I don't even know what to call it, but you know, I do understand. I really do understand where you are when you say that you're totally capable of just saying, okay, you guys, I'm leaving.
Peace out.
I can't do anymore.
I can't do that, and I'm not going to play, so I'm out. See you later.
I know what you mean.
Can I ask you one more question?
Sure.
Wonderful. Okay. I had somebody come back. Well, actually, I wrote him from the past. And I'm curious if this guy, I don't really think, I mean, he's not material for me to date in the future, I don't think. But I just want to see if he's a good friend or if he's a person I need to let go.
What does he go by?
He goes by Don.
Okay. All right. Hold on just a moment.
Thank you.
You know, he could probably really go either way, to be honest, because, I mean, in his layers, he does, and this is a good one, good question,
good.
In his layers, he shows up as a magician and also as an emperor, and so in my spreads, because remember, everybody reads differently, but you know, there's still a general thing, you know what I mean?
Yeah, magicians. Manipulative.
Magicians are, in from my readings, depending on what they're next to and how they sit and all that stuff, they're people that can make you feel very, very good about yourself. Beautiful, make you feel really smart, you know, just really know how to turn on the charm. And as an emperor too, you know, he definitely seems like somebody that is, you know, he's really got it going on for himself. You know, he really does. However, because his emperor is first here, it does look like he could have a way of absorbing you into his world. And with that magician behind him, and I'm just using this as an example, don't marry this, but he could have a way of making, if you do go for it, he could have a way of kind of encouraging you to give up your dreams.
Okay. Yeah, that'll never.
And so just but it kind of goes either way with him. But it does. This is. But I'm going to give you a definitive answer. It does say at the top of my ladder, he's more of the kind of person that you choose to have as a solid separate entity. Okay. This is actually a card that represents friendship, but it's like, you know, you're a solid entity and he's a solid entity and you guys can kind of meet in the middle. That's not saying that you can't have something where you go visit each other,
uh-huh.
you know, but remember okay. sometimes these friendships go on until one person meets another person and then, you know, you're kind of left out in the cold. So if you just choose to just keep him as your friend, just a real solid friend across the border, I think that's probably going to be better for you.
Yeah, that's kind of where how I'm approaching it because, I mean, I don't know. I know magician as well, for me, seems a little manipulative. And
well,
I
yeah,
kinda,
when you flip him upside down, he is manipulative, yeah.
Okay, yeah. So we didn't get him upside down.
No, he's right side up.
Okay, good. I'm always like, don't manipulate me, please. I know he's a good manipulator. It's like, don't manipulate me. I'm not going to play that.
He's a charmer. He's a wordsmith. Yes. He knows how to say the right things. And
yes.
and he makes you feel pretty awesome about yourself. And that's a good thing. It's a really good thing. But remember, we do have to appreciate the entire card for what it is. I know some people that don't read a card, whether it's upside down or right side up, they just read the card for the whole thing. And so I do that sometimes. And I was actually thinking, you know, when I was saying that he would have a way of getting you to kind of give up your dreams, you know, if he starts feeling threatened and you are seeing him as a boyfriend, he could start doing that whole, because like if you flip your emperor upside down, it's somebody who's, you know, sucking you dry and
ew.
You know what I mean? Yeah, so
yeah.
he could have a way of doing that if he started to feel threatened with the things that you're focused on. But remember, you are remember, we all have many, 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 many layers, but your primary layer is a healer and a teacher, and that's what you're supposed to be doing. You're supposed to be taking care of people and making people, you know, you're supposed to be bringing out the best parts of individuals. And so, you know, right now, you need a guy. If you're going to take on a guy, you need a guy that's going to be encouraging you to do everything.
Okay. Yeah, that's exactly what I'm looking for. It's a guy, yeah. And he's really not the guy. I mean, I know this. He is a charmer. You're so correct on that. He's such a charmer. So, you know.
Okay. Awesome.
Thanks.
Well, it's so nice talking to you, dear. So
nice
talking
to you too, Nunu. Thank you for taking my call. It was the first time I got in, so I was really excited.
Oh, yay!
Yay, for sure.
Okay, dear.
Thank you.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Remember, everybody, the lines are open to call in. The number is 347-215-8421. This is the Broken Earth Radio Show, and today's show is about forgiveness.
Welcome to the second installment of Transcending Videos. During this video, we'll be talking about forgiveness, and you will be taking part in a meditation on forgiveness. But first, some words from Psychic Noonan.
One of the most important factors in the mathematics of inner peace is forgiveness. One of the first steps to forgiving the ones who betrayed us is to forgive ourselves. In relationships, there will be times that we hurt each other. And in breakups, all these things come to surface. Remember, forgiveness isn't telling that person what he's done is okay. It's saying, I can't have this happening to me every day. I must remove this from my life. Acknowledging responsibility of our own actions is the first step to truly releasing resentment. I often speak to people who have been so devastated by betrayal that they are infuriated because their exes are living well. There are some things that we do that we think we're doing for the better or for the good, but actually keep us drowning in our problems. Legal issues force us to retain bitterness. Also, we are a society that's based in creation of content. Social networking systems allow us to retain bitterness by making cyber research just a finger tap away. Detach from the computer for a while after a breakup so you aren't being bombarded with information which can be potentially harmful. Distance yourself from mutual friendships. It's time to rediscover what you really enjoy doing and what you really enjoy eating. Many of us become so engrossed in our mates' lives, we forget about simple personal preferences. Return to you. You can ask for forgiveness of others, but in the end, the real forgiveness is in yourself.
Now, let's take a few moments for meditation and to relax. I'd like you to get yourself a yellow candle, as yellow helps us with mental exercise. If you don't have a yellow candle to hand, then you can use a white one. So light your candle. Just take a moment to concentrate on your breathing. I want you to clear your mind. Close your eyes. Just relax your thoughts and your mind as we begin this forgiveness meditation. With forgiveness, we must firstly forgive ourselves. We need to release the weights of unforgiveness that may be weighing us down. As we cut those weights off, we can transcend and move on with our lives. I want you to forgive yourself for letting yourself be treated where you have been. Forgive yourself for the things that are weighing you down. There is no need for you to hold on to them now. Forgive yourself for the person you used to be and feel enlightened by the person you are now. As you go through the process of forgiving, breathe it out. Breathe it out into the universe and watch it dissipate. Watch it flow away. And breathe in our universal energy. And as we forgive ourselves in areas of our life, past and present, we feel ourselves transcending, feeling lighter. The air seems clearer. Don't let that which cannot be changed weigh you down anymore. Forgive ourselves. start to forgive others for their actions. But for now, just concentrate on forgiving you. This may take some time to truly forgive yourself. Days may take a bit longer than that, but once you can truly forgive yourself, you will feel better. So sever those ties to the past that are no longer needed. Things that weigh on your mind. Now is the time for you to move on. If we do not take control of our lives, then someone else will. Maybe this has happened in the past. This is what we need to forgive. But learn.
Thank you.
I come forth from the void into light. I am the breath that nurtures life. I am that emptiness, that hollowness beyond all consciousness. The I, the id, the all. I draw my bow of rainbows across the waters, the continuum of minds with matters. I am the incoming and the outgoing of breath, the invisible, untouchable breeze, the undefinable atom of creation. I am the I. You have reached the Broken Earth radio show, and you have not reached us by coincidence. You are here for a reason. Today's show is about forgiveness. To call in, our number is 347-215-8421. Today is a very special day. If you're in need of release, if you're in need of anything that'll help you move forward, please let us know. Today is just not a day for regular predictions. Today is a day for people that really need to be able to move forward in life. This is your day today.
Hi, this is Bill. Something I wanted to mention to everybody. I was hoping to mention it in last week's show, but the way things worked out, I couldn't get on. But I wanted to talk about the effect of words on water. And I suppose it would probably fit into any of our radio shows and a lot of subjects, because it's something that happens in our daily lives. We're around waveforms and words all the time. And something I've been looking at recently is the effect of words on water molecules. And there's actually some work of a Japanese scientist, Masaru Emoto, and he does investigations into the effects of words on water. And what he's done in his experiments, he has two jars of water, and one of the jars is shown words of love and appreciation, and the other jar is shown more hateful words, either whether it's verbal or whether the words are actually stuck onto the side of the jar. Negative words on the other one, like "you make me sick" or "I would kill you" or "I hate you." And what it does then is actually freezes the molecules after the exposure to these words. And upon looking at the molecules under the microscope on the jar with the loving words, the water ice crystals form into symmetrical, lovely shapes like snowflakes. And under the other jar with the hateful words, they just look all deformed and a mess, basically. And it shows that there is, you know, there can be a bad effect of words and waveforms on water. And it got me thinking that the human body is about 70% water. So if you think about that for a moment, and think about the effects of our words on a day-to-day basis, the effects they have on ourselves, and the effects that they have on others. Because if we're putting out hateful words, it's not only going to affect the person that we're directing them towards, but it's going to affect ourselves as well. But if we try to show more love, then I think it's going to make us feel more balanced, and hopefully it's going to catch on and spread to other people. I've also noticed that this Japanese scientist has done a similar experiment with mobile phones and the waveforms in mobile phones. And once again, the jar that wasn't exposed to the mobile phone waves formed the nice snowflakes kind of shapes, and the symmetrical, geometrical shapes. And the ones with the mobile phones next to the water, once again, made the deformed mess of, you know, frozen water molecules. I know it's been quite controversial over the years, but I know that my mobile phone sometimes has an effect on me. I don't like to use it for too long, especially my previous mobile phone. But now that once it broke and I got a basic cheap phone that you only have to charge about once a week, not one of these smartphones, I notice that it's more comfortable to use. So I don't know whether it's something to do with the waveforms of the newer phones, but Something else I want to think you to think about is when you come to drink water, or if you take a bath. I've tried it myself and tried to give it words of love, and you'll have to check for yourself, see if there's any changes, but sometimes it tastes thicker, but I'm sure it'd have a better positive effect on your body if you talk to the water first, and hopefully keep you on your way to staying healthy or getting healthier, along with a good lifestyle. And it might be worth checking out, but just keep in mind about the effects of your words on water and other people. And if you want to check any more information about this scientist, he works for the IHM Institute in Tokyo. Thank you.
Thanks for that, Bill. You know, since you told me a couple of years ago to talk to my water, to ask my water to make me healthy, you know, to ask my water to make me beautiful, I do notice that when I'm drinking my water that I'm feeling like the water tastes like syrup, or it's just thicker, and it does make me feel better. It's kind of frustrating when you're really thirsty and you're like, oh my gosh, I need a drink, and you're like, oh wait a minute, I forgot to talk to it first. So it can make you a little OCD for a second there, but honestly, just like you would bless, some people bless their food, you know, you want to do the same with, you know, anything that goes through you, you know, and ask it to make you better, keep you better, keep you well, or, you know, just talking to it. It really does. It's all about quantum physics. Our lines are open, you guys. Today is a very hot day outside. People are probably out there doing life instead of sitting around. I know that in the United States it's the afternoon. Some places it's midday. So it's, you know, it's evening in Europe. So remember, the number to call is 347-215-8421. If you're calling on Skype, it's free, because it's a Skype number, and you can call from anywhere. I am trying to find, there it is. It is our relaxation technique. I had posted also some YouTube stuff on the front page of the radio show this time. If anybody wanted to know where to see us on YouTube or just where to be able to find us, you really do have to load some other stuff on there. But, you know, it's just one of those things that requires sitting down for a few minutes to press some buttons. And I just don't know where to find the time for that. That's sarcasm. This is relaxation, you guys. Just sit back and breathe.
Welcome to the first installment of Transcending Videos. You may now slow down your day for a few moments and enter into deep meditative relaxation with healer Bill Doyle.
Hello and welcome to this relaxation technique that you can use anytime you like, whether it's to unwind after work, whether to get rid of stress, whether you need a little something to help you get to sleep at night. Hopefully this relaxation technique will help you do that. In the next few minutes, you'll be going into relaxation. And anytime you need to awaken, you'll be able to. If you need to be alert, you can do. Make sure you're not doing anything that requires your attention, and you can do this safely and comfortably. Now, first of all, I'd like you to get yourself comfortable. Whether it's sitting in a chair or lying down, just give you a moment to get into a comfortable position, ready for this relaxation. While you're doing this, I want you to try and clear your mind. Just think about something that makes you happy. As we prepare ourselves for this relaxing journey. Now make sure that you're comfortable, and when you start to concentrate on your breathing, breathe it in through your nose, out through your mouth. In through your nose, out through your mouth. The next breath, I want you to hold it for a second or two before you release it. So breathing in through your nose, hold it, and release. Now while this is happening, I want you to imagine a pendulum swinging back and to, back and to, back in tune, as the seconds tick by, swinging freely, rhythmically. When I count down in a few moments, with every number that goes by, you'll feel doubly relaxed, with a wave of relaxation coming over all of your body. With every number that goes down, pendulum starts to swing slower and slower. So take a deep breath. And count with me in your mind. 60, 59, 58, 57. watch it drain away as this bright positive energy rises up, massaging you, recharging you. Feel it rising up from your pelvis, through your stomach, cleansing your organs, your chakras as it goes, up to your chest. You may feel warm or cool, or both at the same time. You may also feel tingling. Either way, it feels good. Rising up to your shoulders. Feel that energy, this bright energy, getting rid of those knots in your muscles. Feel it flow down your arms, to your hands. Muscles relaxing. You feel more at ease and at peace right through to your core. Feel it around the back of your neck, rising up over the top of your head, down over your face, reassuring you, letting you completely relax. That's it. Just surrender to this wonderful feeling. Let my voice soothe your mind and your thoughts. Your mind has slowed down. And during this time, during relaxation and trance-like states, our body goes into repair, healing us spiritually and physically. Now I want you to imagine you're lying on your own private island, on your own private beach. You can hear the sound of the waves coming up the shore, back and to slowly, like the breath of the ocean, rhythmic and soothing. Breathing. You feel the warm sand beneath you, molded to the shape of your body. A cool breeze brushes your skin. You may hear the sound of the birds in the distance, the slight rustling of the leaves as the wind caresses them. Just you on this beach. You can imagine you've been here for as long as you want, days or weeks. You've had all this time to relax, to recharge. The sun is high in the sky, and I want you to associate that sun with things that you love and things that make you really happy. Feel the sun shining down on you with all these things that make you feel great, make you feel good about yourself. Notice how bright it is here, how positive it is, and feel this positivity filling you, filling every cell, recharging your batteries, making you feel loved. feel yourself sending out positive energy as well to the world around you. Draw on this energy from the sun and have as much as you want, filling you with confidence, happiness, willpower, and determination to reach your goals. Just relax. It's very peaceful here. Feel that energy in your body flowing naturally and comfortably. You feel your mind organizing. Your priorities are put in order. You realize in areas in your life where you can make positive changes, things have been put off, will now be done, with a different attitude, and as positively as possible. You feel that tingling sensation. Head to toe. Your aura is balancing out, your emotions are balanced, and your mind is balanced. Just feel that cool breeze on you. And in a few moments, you are going to awake this beautiful relaxation. When you do, everything will seem so much more positive. Everything around you will seem brighter and happier. And you'll have a newfound sense of confidence, love, and willpower. Down from 10 in a few moments, you'll feel yourself gradually becoming more awake and more alert. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5. Four. Feel yourself becoming more alert. You may want to stretch. 3, 2, 1.
Hello, everyone. This is Nunu. This is the Broken Earth Radio Show. If you'd like to get in touch with us, remember you can add Psychic Nunu to your Facebook. If you wanted to get in touch with Bill in a way that's a little bit more, you know, like you just really want to focus with him on some healing, some whatever it is that you're looking for, you can get in touch with him through Psychic Nunu as well, or you can send him an email to BillDoyle@live.com. Also, if anyone is wanting to work on some forgiveness methods, whoever you want to work with, whether it's me or him, seriously, let us know, because this is what this show is really about today. It's not so much about just prediction. It's about actually getting to a place where you're able to move forward. We do have a caller, and we're going to take this call. But we only have like 13 minutes left, so I wanted to get some of that stuff out of the way while we go into the call. But we're at caller 786. 786, this is Nunu. How can I help you?
Hi, Nunu. How are you? This is Geralda.
Hello, Geralda, dear. I'm very good. So what has been going on with you guys?
Well, I was calling you because I'm happy you had the whole show on, on forgiveness, because I think part of something that I struggle with, like, with relationships, and it's hard for me, even though with John and things, I want to open up and I feel a connection, like, trusting. So that's hard for me, because I guess in the past I've been hurt, so it's hard for me to even forgive people who haven't done anything to me, because,
right.
You know,
right.
So,
right.
So I guess that's, you know, I missed most of the show and I just caught a little bit of the meditation. So that was helpful.
Good. Really good. You know, one of the things that I think may help you is when you have in the method that we started talking about, but we got to be real careful because we never want to push anything on anyone that they're not ready for. And something like, you know, this Hawaiian forgiveness practice, it's actually called Ho'oponopono, but I'll just call it Hawaiian forgiveness practice.
Uh-huh, yeah, that would be easier.
Because it's easier for everybody to kind of remember that. One of the things that you got to be real careful with this is, like I said, you're not wanting to push too much on people, because this is something that I rarely make promises. I promise you it works. It works. Okay. But the thing is, you've really got to clear a stage for whoever it is that you're trying to forgive and focus on forgiving that one person. And whether or not you want to work with that practice or if you want to work with something else, getting to a place where you're able to forgive yourself for the things that you've let happen. Remember, we're very, very, very... You've got to be very cautious about how you approach this, because some people have forgivenesses to let go of that they, in their human form as they are now, had nothing to do with, like children who have had people push themselves on them, or women who were just walking to the car, you know what I mean? However you want to look at it. So, but since we're talking about relationships, and that's something that's more reciprocal, you can put people on the stage and focus on forgiving them by asking for their forgiveness in you. You can also, since it sounds like what you really need to work on too is forgiving yourself so that you're not moving forward. Like if you imagine that relationships are battles, when you pull yourself out of the trench and you take with you the things that really are important to you, like kids, you know, whatever it is that you pull out of the trench with you, and you leave all the garbage behind, you've really got to, you're trying to figure out what's garbage, because you don't want to be made into a sucker. You don't want to move forward and be cheated on. You don't want to move forward and be lied to again. But you got to remember that when you're trying to see, when you're trying to move forward to really, really see what it is that you're drawn to with this person, like you don't want a continuation of the last thing. You see what I mean?
Could be. Exactly.
One of the things I try to tell people to do is, well, do you remember being a kid and when you're trying and having the television in the kitchen or wherever it is, and the top knob would fall off, and so you would use the adjustable wrench to change the channel?
Yeah, I remember those.
You remember that? Well, I call our hearts adjustable wrenches, because what we're trying to do is sit when you start out as a child and you experience your first attraction to someone, even if it's just a friend, you adjust your little wrench just a little bit to allow in things that you've never experienced before. Like if this is the first time you had a friend that had blonde hair, or the first time you had a friend that spoke a language other than English, or if it was a little boyfriend, you know what I mean? However you want to look at it, your little heart adjusts just a little bit. And over time, you're adjusting to all these things. But then, you know, you don't want to be 40 years old writing prisoners and sending them cookies and accepting things that you just never thought that you would ever, ever, ever accept. And that's why there's a point where you've got to step back and readjust your wrench so you know what food it is that you like to eat, because sometimes in relationships we stop eating the food we like. We stop drinking the drinks we like. We start smoking their cigarettes, drinking their beer. You know, however you want to look at it, we abandon the things that we prefer for the other person because sometimes it's cheaper, sometimes it's easier, and honestly, it's just what we do. And I think we had a caller on earlier, and I was telling her that it really looked like she was supposed to be recalibrating herself right now, focusing in on her coin, so to speak, the stuff that's most important to her. So this is something that I want you to sit back and do, like sit back and think about, you know, what it is that I need to do to get back to me, so that you know that you're not going to get yourself into another relationship with somebody who's just got you all twisted, you know?
Gotcha.
And also, if we go back to one of these forgiveness methods, you know, to use, sometimes you have to put the creator on trial. And I'm serious. Sometimes you have to sit the infinite creator on trial and say, forgive me for doubting your path for me. You know, please forgive me for not listening to the signs and doing what I want to do, because I just want to prove to everybody that they're wrong and I'm right. You know, sometimes we have to do that to get to a place. And we're crying, and there's tears, and we're just, you know, whatever it is that you have to do, you've got to do it in your own way so that you realize that you don't have to move forward into another relationship that's just going to take you down a crap heap. And, you know, this retrograde that we're finally ending today and tomorrow, oh, my gosh.
Oh, it's over finally?
It's been so devastating because... I mean, you know, it's one of those things that has been kind of that's been separating the Siamese twins. You know what I mean? It's like pulling people apart from the brain. You know, it's I don't even know how to put it, but it's just been in different relationships, whether it's personal, business. You know what I mean? People are trying to get back to a place where it's like, I want to be with you, but I still need to know where I begin and where you begin too. So there's all kinds of things that people are having to work with, but at least we're getting back to a place where we can have some peace and quiet for a little while. You know what I mean? So, you know, if you want to look on YouTube and look up one of those one of the videos there, you know what I mean? To work on it yourself. If you want me to work with you, if you want Bill to work with you, you know, you can get in touch with us, like I said, through Facebook, or you can even write Bill himself. And you know, if there's some things that you want to do, what were you going to say? I'm sorry.
I definitely want to check it out. But I was going to say, I do have a question, because sometimes there's a thin line between, you know, someone's being cautious like me, and then when something's actually happening before you're happening in front of your face, and you're just naive of it.
Right.
But I did have a question. So
okay.
I've been dating the guy for a little over, maybe almost 2.5 months now, and I really like him, John. Pretty sure he really likes me. But there's that ex-fiance in the picture who has broken up 3.5 years ago, who still comes in the picture, and every time, like, he told her that he's seeing someone being me, and she gets all jealous and gets angry. They've been broken up for 3.5 years. And, you know, and has excuses, all of a sudden has to confess all this stuff to him. Like, it just makes turmoil, and, like, and it's irritating in our relationship. And I was wondering, is this something I'm going to have to worry about? Because I had a talk with him, and I basically said that it can't be three of us in this relationship. And what's going to happen with this? And her name is Sabrina.
Let's see. I want to keep it simple, because I know that with you being involved in this day by day, it just becomes it can become very complicated. Mm-hmm. So what I want to do is, like I said, I want to keep it simple, and I want to basically see if there ever is a point where she's able to let go and move forward in a way, because, can you trust him with her? Well, we're going to see. Hold on just a moment. Nose is all itchy. Okay, let's see. Let's You know, this is I don't even really know what to say, because she does look like she does have some hang-ups that are not something that, you know, 2 weeks is going to handle, or 5 months. You know, she definitely looks like she has some hang-ups. I'm going to tell you this, though. In regards to what he's dealing with her, for the next while, it says that she withdraws and then she peeks in. So it doesn't look like she's going to be doing this every day, but it does look like for a while this is something that is going to come and go. It does look like she does get herself into another relationship. And
she is in one?
Okay, so she's already
she's not
there.
Happy with it.
Yeah. Well, and
she's
it's
mad
because,
at him for being in a new one. It's ridiculous.
Well,
they've broken up for 3.5 years.
But remember, you know, remember, you're dealing with somebody who's not working on things in a way that are going to be really conducive to, you know, to really moving on. She's just in a race. Like, she has a race, an undeclared race to see who can be happy first. That's all. But it does look like you're going to probably deal with her randomly here and there. It does look like she keeps finding herself in relationships that are emotionally imbalanced because they're not ready for whatever. She's trying to make commitment with anybody she meets. I don't see this going on for the rest of your life. You know what
but
I mean?
John,
with,
but,
I mean,
John,
yes, the drama. The drama's not going to be here forever. But
that's with John and I.
I'm talking about dealing with her is not going to be going on forever and ever. But it does look like it does happen here and there.
Okay, is he going to – because all I really want him is just – I don't understand why he just doesn't break the ties with her and cut her off for good.
Well, you know, he may have a lot of guilt. And this is one of those times where forgiveness needs to show up. You know, because
I gave him like an ultimatum.
You gave him an ultimatum?
Yeah, I said it can't be three of us in this relationship, and he hasn't said anything. We had this whole conversation with him, and I said everything to say. He's going to be out of town for a week, and so I'll see him in a week, and then I'm going to bring it up again because I don't want to be a nag and seem jealous, but she cannot keep popping her head into our relationship. It sounds like the three of us and putting him in a bad mood and him being mean to me. And, you
right.
know, that's
well,
okay.
You know, I don't think you should talk about it to him anymore. And I'm just, and I'm saying that because, you know, I do understand where you are, but you've already said it. So why should you rephrase the sentences?
Okay.
So
what is he?
We're about to run out of time, actually.
Oh, so I was going to ask you, do you think I can trust him with her, or?
I don't see why you can't. But like I said, it does look like this is going to be something that pops in and out. We have like 4 seconds.
Okay.
It's
for the next year,
we'll hear from you soon. Okay.
Okay. Thank you.
All right.